good morning, Raimundo. The devil is poaching. The devil is poaching my sacred sheep, my lambs. He is maneuvering the good ones into a stock pen, and then will begin the slaughter. The slaughter of my lambs, my sheep. What a shame, what a shame. We're so sad. My sheep, my lambs are volunteering, are willingly following him into his pen. We're being led by a wolf in sheep's clothing. There are many wolves in sheep's clothing filling up this pen. The hammer will hit the anvil at 6 o'clock and the beginning end. My sacred lamb. They begin because they followed the devil using the word of God. Many think that they are rich. Many think that they are blessed. But many will find themselves between the anvil and the hammer. My prophets, my saints, tell them my word. That they are on the path of destruction, that they have so much pride, so much ego, they follow the devil to the pit. It hurts my heart to lose one, but they volunteered to follow the devil. Those who follow the devil and go with the devil to the pit. So saith Jehovah. So saith Jesus Christ. So saith the Holy Spirit. The devil knows the word of God. He knows how to use it to his advantage. He will pick and choose scripture to fill up his pen full of my sheep. The sheep that are blind. The sheep who are looking for wealth using the word of God. They don't read the Bible clearly. They pick and choose. They hop around the Bible just to hear words that tickle their ears. They don't hear or read the wrath of God, the vengeance of God, the discipline of God. They went the easy road. They don't want to carry their cross through the narrow gates. They want the high road, the wide road, the easy road. They're singing, they're dancing, they're praising Jesus Christ of Nazareth as they follow the devil to this large pen waiting for the anvil and the hammer. If that's what they want, if that's where their heart is, I'm going to release them to follow their master, the sheep. You have to be very careful in the coming days. In the coming years, because what sounds right might be the words of the devil, tickling one's ear with the word of God is going to be the end thing. That's the way it's stated in the Bible. In the end times, people are going to want their ears tickled. Faith without works is dead. So be it. So be it. So be it. I'll love them and I'll love them to the very end. But you need to have a commitment to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and me, the Father Jehovah, with the innocence of a lamb, with the heart of all that is righteous, all that is pure, all that is innocent, with the true word of God. I don't know how many times I can tell you to read the Bible from beginning to end, to seek me with a clean heart, clean mind, clean spirit, and I will save you. But you cannot play games with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, and you have to be honest with me. Then you can see the miracles of God, invoke tears of my presence, the joy, the peace that comes with following Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because if you stand on the rock, nothing will move you. If you're real with me in your heart, be careful, my children. Money will not save you in heaven. Things will not save you in heaven. These are some words of wisdom from your Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the